Bahraini forces have once again clashed with protesters demanding an end to the decades-old rule of the Al Khalifa dynasty. Fighting broke out as protesters marched toward a police station in Sitra, an island east of the capital Manama. Regime forces fired tear gas to disperse the protesters who were chanting anti-government slogans. Several pro-democracy demonstrations have been held in the tiny Persian Gulf Kingdom this week. Bahrain has witnessed almost daily demonstrations since its security forces began a crackdown on anti-regime protesters in 2011, in which scores of people have been killed and thousands arrested. And Manama has come under fire for human rights violations and the harsh crackdown on dissent. Meanwhile, Amnesty International says the imprisonment of Shia activists in Bahrain is, quote, appalling. The human rights group has censured a Bahraini court's decision to hand prison terms of up to 15 years to 50 activists on charges of forming an opposition group. The authorities in the kingdom accuse the founders of a group known as the February 14th Revolution Youth Coalition of terrorism. Amnesty says there are claims that some of the defendants have been tortured. The February 14th Coalition has been the driving force behind the uprising that began in February 2011.